This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Course of the year, I produce, beside the DJV show, a number of other programs that are aimed at helping people out. What we decided to do with the time that we have available for you and your family is to present to you some of the programs that I do outside of the DJV arena. For example, what's coming up now is an excerpt from a program that I do every week that benefits the family farmers and many of you who are locavores that eat the food. Some of the best comments I get from people on Twitter and Facebook and emails to Doug at DougStefan.com, the focus that I have on my farm, on the animals, on what goes on the farm, and then ancillary stuff that happens when you go to the EastleyFarm.com website, see what's going on my farm. You know some of the pictures that we post, things that go on the farm. It's just a wonderful, for me, adjunct to my life. And I hope I can share some of those moments with you in the American Family Farmer Show podcast, from which you are about to hear some pretty interesting information and some pretty great conversation. I like to start out our visitation with some thoughts about things that are going on. Things that have happened or are happening. And I'm going to, in passing, just spend a little bit of time on the annual Forbes Ag Tech Summit, which takes place and has for the last 3 years every summer. Forbes magazine gets a group of, in this case, about 650 participants who immerse themselves into the world of agricultural technology. Now, let's be honest. We know that we have to have, in the face of what's going on, you can hear me talking about various things like Alexa and Siri, and okay, so they're there. They may have a role to play, but there are other things that are going on in terms of growing, in terms of processing, in terms of shipping, and growers, both big and small, have to get on board because otherwise you don't survive. The biggest challenge, I think, in the debate at this Ag Tech Summit was about who controls the means of seeding. And then we get right back to the focus on the work that's been done by Monsanto and Dow and the other huge businesses to control the seeds. And a lot of the things that have been developed through technology, the hybrids, that sort of thing, big discussion about that. I'm concerned with my farmer friends who are inundated today with the choice of either go with the big guys or you're going to lose. I think that's offensive, frankly. It's not what I want. Should I choose not to do it? I give you examples all the time what I do on my farm. I'm trying to diversify somewhat. I have dairy animals, and I raise replacement Jersey heifers and Ashire heifers, like doing that. But I want to do other things with the land. So I have been investigating what to do with regard to hemp. And there is, as you might know, there's something that now is being called hemp mania, because so many people want to get on the bandwagon because there's a lot of money in this. Growing and using industrial hemp, there are lots there's a lot of use for hemp. So it's one of those new promising crops. I think that there is some cold, hard reality, as I'm finding. And so as you think about what to do, there are 32 states now that are growing or have allowed the farmers in the state to grow hemp. My state of Massachusetts is one of them. Hemp is not marijuana. It doesn't have THC levels that will give you a high. But there are, I'm thinking about the places where I would grow it. I have a lot of land that I lease from the state, state parks, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, I'll try it, but I'm wondering what, people see, they look at it and they're like, there's marijuana, let's go. And, they'll go in and they'll sort of start to strip the leaves off of the plants. And so, I think that that'll be something that happens. Harvesting it is an opportunity to learn how to do things a little differently. What I'm concerned about is that Monsanto is going to try to get in, they've already said they are, to the seed business for both hemp and marijuana, because they want to control that like they control everything else. I think that's something I got to find, like I have for corn, an open pollinated seed that will be something that there won't be any crossover, if you will, a cross pollination. The tobacco firms somehow have figured out how to do that. And not only Monsanto and the these type of agribusinesses, but the tobacco companies want to get into the marijuana business, and they see the ancillary world of hemp as a way to support farmers who want to grow marijuana. So I guess the thing to do, my advice is to do what I am doing. I think there's going to be a lot of law enforcement as we get started with both of these. I think in the next 10 years, I think farm-grown hemp and marijuana may become impossible for law enforcement to police. And so in that circumstance, one of the things that quietly is being said by the government is they want to have a lot of marijuana grown in our country so we won't be getting so much illegal marijuana brought in from across the border. And that, that's part of the big problem. And where you acknowledge that people are smoking grass, so you legalize it, but there isn't enough crop here, so there's all kinds of stuff coming in from south of the border. I would only caution those of you who are like me that want to grow hemp to look into it carefully, because you need to have, among other things, the right seeds and the right crop so that the buyers will be eager to pay you what it's worth. And that's the other thing. You better, before you plant the hemp, have a place for it to be sold. All right, enough on that connection. Let's learn about cheese making in a moment from cheesemaker Ricky Carroll. Next up here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Now's the time to spend your Kohl's cash at Kohl's After Christmas Sale. Starting Christmas Day at Kohl's.com. Shop in-store starting Tuesday. Featuring up to 70% off clearance. Take up to 70% off family sleepwear, outerwear, sweaters, and fleece. And up to 70% off holiday trim and decor. Plus, shop our wide sale for big savings on bed and bath, like $2.99 Big One bath towels. And take an extra 15% off your entire purchase this week at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% off are valid December 26th through January 1st with promo code SNOWMAN15. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, we have 16 past the hour. on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Ricky Carroll, who is the co-founder of the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. So I guess we ought to start here, Ricky, with the basics. Tell me about the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company, how you came to be, how'd you get interested in cheeses, that sort of thing.
Well, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you.
Well, my husband and I came to the country from the suburbs. And
so you're a New England lady. You're in Massachusetts. We'll make this a little more because I'm in Framingham, as you may know. What suburbs did you come from? And you moved out to Asheville, right?
Right. Well, my husband was from Concord. And okay. I lived in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I now live in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Which
in Asheville, Mass. It's in Western Mass.
Yeah.
And when we moved out, although we lived on Main Street, we got goats, we got a cow, pigs, sheep, pigs and geese, and we started making and growing about 98% of what we ate.
98%. That's pretty good for living in New England. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And that was in 19. Yeah.
You learned how to can and cook and all that sort of thing, because that's what you have to do. So, among all of that, you learned how to make cheese. Is that right?
Yes, we had our animals, and both the first animals we started out with, we didn't quite know what we were doing, but we learned how to milk really quickly, and we went from having enough milk to put cream in our coffee to having more milk than we knew what to do with. So we started experimenting with cheese making. We looked all over the world for places that knew about home cheese making. In 1975, there wasn't very much information available in this country. And we found a lot of information in Europe and started doing a lot of experimenting. We started bringing in supplies and very early on started teaching other people how to make cheese at home. Once our cheeses started coming out edible. But that was almost 40 years ago now.
40 years you've been at this. You've done a lot of experimenting. I had on my farm, Eastley Farm in Framingham, we were making raw cheese out of the mm-hmm. milk from my Jersey cows. And it always, we had a cheese room, and the raw cheese was aging in there. It was covered with mold and stuff, and I could never understand why people liked that stuff.
If they've been to France, they'd see it all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, in Europe, it was a natural, because cheese is actually the best way to store milk. If you have a milking animal and you're getting 5 to 8 gallons a day from a cow, it's hard to drink all of that milk. But if you turn it into cheese and you get 1 pound of cheese for every gallon of milk, then you store it a lot more easily on the shelves and you can eat it any time in the future. It's kind of a necessity in some ways if you have dairy animals. And today it's turned into the thing to do. I mean, cheese making has gotten wildly popular over these 40 years that we've been in business.
So you're not only selling these cheeses, are you teaching people how to make cheese? You've got a catalog now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We're on the web at cheesemaking.com. We teach people how to make cheese. We have hundreds of recipes for free online. We have books on home cheese making and some artisanal scale cheese making. Many of the artisanal cheese makers in the country have started with home cheese making. And we sell the supplies and ingredients. We don't sell cheese ourselves.
You don't? No more selling cheese?
We never sold cheese.
Oh, you didn't? You just have learned how to do it for yourself more than anything else. That's a great farm tradition in and of itself. Hold on. 21 after the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up.
Trying to help you through the vagaries of being an American family farmer. This is a program dedicated to that. And you can listen to the podcast, as I said, blogtalkradio.com/my American Family Farmer. Don't have to put my in there. Just blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer for all of the, if this may be your first time listening to this, for all the previous podcasts, they're all posted there on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. We have with us Ricky Carroll, who along with her husband has founded the New England Cheese Making Supply Company. So what you're getting from listening to this is that these people are not cheese makers, even though they know how to make cheese. They know how to make cheese, and they will tell you and help you. They are selling cheese-making supplies and holding cheese-making workshops all around the country or just at your farm. Where do you have these? Where do you do the cheese-making workshops?
Well, currently we're doing most of the workshops in Asheville and in Williamsburg, Mass., where Sarah, my youngest daughter, lives. And I have traveled around the country doing workshops in the past for about 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing individuals, or are you doing companies who are starting farmers who are starting this sort of thing? Who's the person that comes? I ask you that because I'm moderately naive, Ricky, about this sort of thing. I'm not a cheese guy, but I know people. We used to be inundated with people when I was selling all these cheeses on my farm. People were crazy for all kinds of cheese. I had no idea that cheeses and the individual uniqueness of having it from any farm, for example, instead of going into the store, or even if you go into the good stores, you can find local cheeses and national cheeses and international cheeses. Good God, there are more kinds of cheeses than there are days in the year, I think, aren't there?
And that's true. That's true. And in our workshops, we actually teach a wide variety of people. We teach people who just want to come and do it at home for a hobby with their family on a weekend.
Yep.
And we teach people who have a farm who want to save it and don't know what else to do. They have milk and need to learn how to, want to learn how to make cheese. And this we've been doing for many, many, many decades. And a lot of the farmers who have made cheese a value-added product on their farms are having a lot of great success with it.
Well, the problem is, as you know, and I say this to the dairy farmers listening, if you're not doing organic milk, if you're selling milk into the pool, you're getting screwed 100 ways from Sunday, because the Suiza family, Dean Foods, the Dairy Farmers of America, all these groups are conspiring to ruin the business for the American family farmer so that they can deal with these huge agribusinesses that have 5,000 cows and 10,000 cows and 20,000 cows, and the guy who's got 200, 300, 400 cows gets left in the dust unless he or she can figure out what to do. Organic milk is a way to go, but also making your own cheese because of the, not only there's excess milk, but it's too cheap to sell on the marketplace as a producer. So,
right. If the agribusiness can screw something up, they will. So what I tell all the people that come to my workshop is that even better than organic is local.
Mm-hmm.
And local means that you know when you go and buy your milk, who's producing it, how they produce it. Organic's kind of getting expensive to do, and organic is ultra-pasteurized in a commercial agribusiness sense. Keeping food local, no matter whether it's cheese or any other product, is really important.
Yeah, let's stick with the local angle because you've hit the nail on the head. Ricky Carroll with Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. Time is 28 after the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, here is a cool tip to protect your valuables with three options of truck bed covers. Back just debuted the Revolver, which simply rolls out and rolls up. Retrax just showcased its track rail system. It's a sliding bed cover that allows you to still carry your bike and kayak. And Undercover came out with a lightweight, three-piece, foldable truck bed cover. It's called the Alpha Flex. All great products that we have reviewed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Before, after the hours, we pursue American life, the American family farmer. We're here to help support American family farmers, the businesses that often are run, kind of like this one, by family farmers in the local war movement, the people who use what it is that we grow and what we harvest. So Ricky Carroll and her husband have the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. We're learning that the idea of making cheese is something that's not done just in the big nature of agribusiness, but people like to learn how to do this. You have a lot of people, I bet, mom and pop, they make it at home. It's like making beer in the bathtub, right?
Yes, we have a lot of people making it at home. We have a lot of people making it commercially, small scale, locally on their farms for a value-added product.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people, even the people that we teach to make cheese and the people that are learning this, what goes into cheese making, it's really important for them also to learn at the same time what it takes for farmers to make cheese. And this is really a labor of love for a farmer. It's a very labor-intensive process.
Explain a little of that. Will you please, Ricky, explain a little of what it takes to do this? And without I mean, I want to send people to your site, cheesemaking.com, by the way, is the site, cheesemaking.com. And if you decide you want to buy some of the things that are there, if you mention you heard this on the American Family Farmer, you'll get a 10% discount, okay? So I'll remind you of that a couple of times in the next few minutes. But the process, bring us through the process.
Well, you've got your milk, and you take a culture or an acid to acidify the milk. You add it. Once the milk is warm, you put rennet in to set your milk. And then you let it, after you let it set, you cut the curds, you press it, and you age it. Now, that's basically the steps in a nutshell for a hard cheese. For a soft cheese, there's overnight processes. There's some cheeses you can make in 10 minutes.
Really?
Cheeses you can make in a half an hour. However, what I've been seeing over these four decades that I've been in this is that it's like bread making or beer making. Once you make your own, you don't necessarily stop buying the good stuff. You want more of the good stuff because you know what it takes to make it. So I think that the knowledge of cheese making in the family at home only increases their desire to buy local cheeses, as many as they can, and as often as they can, because this helps create the chains that help family farms to stay in business,
mm-hmm.
which is really important today because it helps save our land from the house business.
Right.
And I've driven through so many parts of the country where farms go out of business, you know, every day, and houses sort of start growing instead of tomatoes or,
yep.
you know, instead of cows grazing on the land. And it's not a healthy experience. So I think that supporting the farmers who are taking on this endeavor of making cheese, then it's the most important gift that we can give to each other and to the world that we live in today.
Yeah. Let me go one step further with that as far as paying tribute to you. I understand that you have a partnership with a lot of veterans. How did that come into fruition? How did that come to pass?
Well, that was interesting because about 8 years ago, Barbara King-Sulver wrote Animal Vegetable Miracle and came to one of my cheesemaking workshops. And there's a chapter about my cheesemaking workshops in that book. And she had been a customer for a long time. Once her book was published, cheesemaking took a great leap. It's kind of like the first person stepping foot on the moon. The business doubled in 3 weeks after many, many years of, you know, decades of being in business. And everybody started wanting to make cheese. They started hearing about it. So we were kind of strapped at the time. We ran our business out of our home. And after that, we had so many orders to fill because so many more people wanted to try to make cheese at home. Someone suggested that the local vets had a project. They put together kits for companies. And it's interesting because while the large companies who they worked for would never visit them, we have parties every year, and we all get together and have Thanksgiving meals and, you know, holiday adventures. And so it's a win-win situation for all of us. They help put together some of our product, and we really love working with them, and they love working with us. They said that we're the only company ever, in our local area anyway, who has ever so much as said thank you. But we do a lot more than that with the vets. We visit them at least two or three times a year, and they come visit us a few times a year, and it's really actually a fun situation for all of us that they're helping. So it helped in our growth spurt because we just couldn't grow that fast unless mm-hmm. we had more hands on deck. And now their hands are on deck, and we just absolutely love the program. All the the government wants to shut that program down too.
Of course they do. Yeah, the government wants to shut everything. The government is the government. Most of the stuff, especially as it affects the farmer, these people make me sick. There are so many programs.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it really is, and the average person doesn't get it. But there's a great example of, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. The farmers pretty much all tell you different stories about that foolishness. So I'm wondering, Ricky Carroll, how similar cheese making is to butter making. I wondered about that because butter, again, similar.
Well,
in that it comes from from dairy, but how similar is the process?
It's often a byproduct of cheese making.
Is it?
You can skim off the butter fat and make butter, and then make cheese with the more skimmed milk. The Parmesans and the Swisses of the world are made more with the skimmed milk, and the cream is used for the butter. So butter is actually pretty straightforward, simple to make. I mean, even little kids can put some cream in a cup and shake it up and turn it into butter. But cheese is a little bit more complicated than that, although we are now actually coming out with a book, Cheese Making for Kids. So I don't know that butter is, you know, it's a great product to make, but I think cheese making, I see much more cheese making on small scale.
Yeah, I do too, because there's less, I mean, butter is butter, it would seem. You can't do much with that except make it the basic. And one of the things that I also, it makes me think, sort of makes me laugh, about all of the big commercial companies that are identified with cheese. The company that's probably largest in this touts its American cheese, which is neither made in America nor is it cheese.
Right. Well, I, you know, have been thinking a lot lately about the future generations because I have a granddaughter now who's 3 and a half.
Yeah.
And luckily, she will never know what, in quotes, American cheese or Velveeta are.
Yeah.
And
right.
we grew up on it. So
yeah, we did.
It's definitely a changing time that we're in over these years because I think people are getting much more aware of the food and where it comes from. And a lot of that, I think, has been due to traveling. You travel around the world, you taste products that don't have the kinds of regulations that we have on them in this country, and you come back and you want to duplicate, you want to replicate them. So that was happening a lot at the beginning. People wanted to replicate what they were tasting all of in Europe, especially in France, Italy. And today I'm seeing a great number of artisanal cheesemakers really creating cheeses unique to their own environments.
All right.
And giving them names that are unique to their own environments. So
yeah,
there's a
right.
huge growth in it.
And then there's the whole business about who's getting sort of caught by some of these European towns or cities where cheese is named after the town that they come from, and there's some people in America that are making these cheeses. Was that the point you were making there? Or is that another point?
Well, not exactly. That's another point, and that is true that people first wanted to just imitate, and now people are really making their own.
Yep.
And I think, you know, this cheese making in America, I mean, all of America is young compared to anything overseas. And so along with that, cheese making is young.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started this 40 years ago compared to where it is now, there's just a huge difference. In the American Cheese Society, which has a meeting every year of cheesemakers, when I started the competition there, we had the cheese making competition with 89 entries. And this year, there was over 2,000 entries.
Wow.
Of different cheeses, all made in North American countries.
That,
I mean, I hate to say that.
Well, you went
that.
Back to the local. Let's wrap up our conversation by, again, underscoring what local is all about, because that really is a focus of this program. Don't forget, you go to cheesemaking.com. Ricky Carroll is offering the people who are listening to this program a 10% discount on the supplies that she sells at cheesemaking.com.
And they need to enter a code of Family Farmer.
Right, Family Farmer.
At the checkout.
Right.
But, Yes, local is absolutely the most important way to get our food these days.
All right, we'll spend a few moments on that as we have time, 47 after the hour, on the American Family Farmer.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
All right, so let's, as we think about local, my mind is on what we do with the farmers, because I want to help the farmers, but the farmers can sell their milk. Again, this program is for family farmers, for companies that are run by family farmers and the locavores who want good local food, and it is more important for it to be local than organic. Because organic can suffer the same thing. You buy a head of lettuce that's organic that comes from California. It's lost much of its starch by the time it gets to the East Coast. Same is true with milk. It's true with anything. So you start with the right ingredient, Ricky, when you talk about good local milk.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't have to travel back and forth to get pasteurized and a milk in Massachusetts could travel to California to get processed and then travel back to Massachusetts to get sold. So you know that there's something taken out of it in the process.
And then they call it California milk. They advertise the it's just amazing how the
Or they call it farm fresh organic.
You
have to be really careful.
I love seeing the trucks from Gorelick, which is a Dean Foods company, traveling around. Local milk from local farmers. Do you know what a load of crap that is? Most of the milk that comes through the processing plant here in Massachusetts comes from New York State. And anyway, I don't get off on that. But local milk, get it? Get Ricky's cheesemaking supplies at cheesemaking.com. Use Family Farmer at checkout. You get a 10% discount on the tools to make your own cheese. Very instructive. Ricky Carroll, thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Farmer Time, 54 past the hour. Don't forget, podcast every week of the American Family Farmer information. Go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I love my opportunity here to have some commentary, but first I have to tell you the story about this guy up in Montpelier, Vermont, who pleaded not guilty to charges that he sprayed manure on a Customs and Border Protection car after confronting one of the agents about why he wasn't the agent doing more to arrest people who are coming here illegally. Mark Johnson entered a plea in Vermont Superior Court to charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault of a law enforcement officer with fluids. Assault with fluids. He declined to comment. He told the officer didn't say anything, but the local newspaper interviewed him, and he said his livelihood has been hurt by people working on Vermont farms who could be here illegally. He said he asked the agent why he wasn't doing more to arrest people working here illegally. And the Customs and Border Protection people said the job of the agent is to keep people from entering the country illegally. Immigration and Customs is responsible for enforcing immigration law inside our country. Apparently, Mr. Johnson has a history of minor brushes with the law. He says he didn't know the car was nearby when he turned on the manure spreader. Good for him. I say that Lovingly, of course. 55 past the hour. In a moment, we visit the connection between farm and school. My thoughts as school gets opened as to how farms can be better connected to local schools and information that children have and what they grow up around knowing with regard to farms. Meantime, though, if you're hiring people on your farm, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. So join lots of farm and farm groups, farm organizations, farm companies using ZipRecruiter.com. They are different. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, one click, and that's all you need. Unlike some of the other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them and brings them to you. You don't have to juggle the emails, fiddle around. Nope. Find out today if you need a new employee on the farm why ZipRecruiter is being used by businesses of all types and sizes. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. Yep, free first time through. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so as school begins, there's a great opportunity, it seems to me, about the connection between the farm and the school. I find that here in New England there are a lot of farm-to-school stories that are worth discussing. There are people that come into the farms. There are health and coordinated classes that are tied sometimes to biology or chemistry or whatever it is. But the health food curriculum, there ought to be a health food curriculum in every school, in my opinion, and they ought to bring in farmers to teach about locally grown foods, how they are fresher, more flavorful, what the reason is, and we were sort of talking about this a few minutes ago about shipping food long distances. When students in class learn about the right way to, even teaching how to grow a little garden, but understanding what the landscape is all about. And then there's the other side of this. When schools buy local food, they support local farms in their communities. So the school department should be saying to the people that cook the, because a lot of schools have meals in the morning, meals in the noontime, and meals in the afternoon. Some children have all three of their meals associated with schools. So why shouldn't the local farmers have the leg up in terms of what the school systems are buying and what they're teaching? So it's curricular-based and it's actual use-based. I would like to see an expansion of that on both sides. The opportunities in home ec classes for learning how to cook and using local ag products for that sort of thing. Getting people used to thinking about where the food comes from and why having local food is more important than organic or any other label that may be used. I think that in and of itself is good food for thought, and that's why I offer it to you to think about here. Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.